40 days in the Old Testament. Jeremiah's warning. From Jeremiah chapter 9 we read, "This is what the Lord says, Let not the wise boast in their wisdom, or the strong boast in their strength, or the rich boast of their riches, but let the one who boast about this, that they have the understanding to know me, that I am the Lord, who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth, for I delight in these, declares the Lord." Hi, this is Jim Brown. Jeremiah was only 20 years old when he began prophesying for the Lord. Remember that a prophet of God needed to be correct 100% of the time on his prophecies, or he'd be labeled a false prophet and stoned to death. Not a job for the faint of heart. As a prophet, Jeremiah warned God's people in Judah about their sin, idolatry, and rebellion against God, and urged repentance, which means to turn away from. Unfortunately, his admonitions and warnings were not heeded by God's people in Judah, and so, true to his word and promises to bless those who follow and to judge those who do not, the Lord allowed the kingdom of Judah to be conquered and his people captured by the Babylonians for 70 years. Jeremiah, though, also prophesied this about Babylon, quote, "But when the 70 years are fulfilled, I will punish the king of Babylon and his nation, the land of the Babylonians, for their guilt, declares the Lord, and will make it desolate forever," Jeremiah 25:12. This too came to pass. The Jews were restored to the promised land and rebuilt the temple in Jerusalem. Today, the Babylonian Empire no longer exists. Once again, we see that God is true to his promises that he has made to bless and to judge or discipline. Then and now, our God is the same. How about you? Are you living as the Lord would have you live? My prayer, Lord, I do want to enjoy your blessings. Forgive me for my mistakes and help me to turn and go your way on everything. Amen.